The means through which one acquires the kli can effect or not effect the requirement of tevila. Meaning, if one purchases a kli from a goy, it requires tevila as long as it fits the pattern, the parallels of the episode of the war with Midian, which we will discuss in detail next time. As such, a borrowed or rented kli doesn't require tevila. A stolen kli does. And if it's a collateral, a mashkon, we saw the Gemara has a bayad alayv shita, an unresolved dispute as to whether a mashkon, a collateral, requires tevila, and therefore we apply safek deoraita l'chumra and require tevila for the kili, but a beracha should not be recited. If it's a glass kili, that's a mashkon, it doesn't require tevila at all. And if the goy abandoned it, then tevila is required with a beracha now. If you already did tefillah before, so then you shouldn't be reciting a beracha right now. If the goy is definitely coming back for it, then we assume that it is still a safek, and a beracha should not be recited on its tefillah.